your facts and stats from around the world. Around the world. Radio X Financial News.
European Union banks are much better placed to cope with serious economic shock, according to the latest stress test results. Moody's, the ratings agency, wrote that the majority of European Union banks have robust capital levels to deal with potential financial surprises. There are still close to €1 trillion worth of non-performing loans on the Eurozone banks' balance sheets, which could make them more vulnerable in the case of a crisis. Fresh capital of close to €900 billion for EU banks is needed to reassure investors. The European Central Bank Executive Board has received a complaint from the institution's staff council, alleging that the appointment of its new Brussels representative looks like an act of favouritism. Employee representatives penned their letter after Stephanie Rottier was chosen to lead the ECB's office in the city. The position was never advertised, either internally or publicly. Rottier, who will take up the role on September the 1st, is currently an advisor to Chief Economist Peter Prayett. Taxi booking app Uber has agreed to sell its business in China to rival Didi Chuxing. The two firms have been fierce competitors, but Didi dominates the Chinese market with an 87% share. Uber China launched in 2014 but has failed to make any profits so far. Cheng Wei, founder and chief executive of Didi Chuxing, said the two companies had learned a great deal from each other over the past 2 years in China's burgeoning new economy. As part of the deal, Mr. Cheng will join the board of Uber, whilst Uber chief executive Travis Kalanick will join Didi's board.